Hi, everybody, and welcome to the series on change. Thank God I have the opportunity sometimes to speak at different audiences, and a lot of times I get questions from people afterwards about, well, how do I make a change? I want to be better. I want to be greater. I get it. I realize that the goal of my life is not just to survive or to just get by. I feel deep down that I'm more. You ever get that feeling? Like you're more. But the question is how? And sometimes it's hard to say in one sentence, or it's hard to say in an email or even in one class. And we thought to create a series of a few different classes that really try to sort of create some sense of sequence for how to create change in your life. And that's what we're trying to accomplish. And so if you're listening, we hope you enjoy it. The series is called Change: How to Do It in Yourself, How to Affect It in Others, and How to Become the Person that you believe deep down that you truly are. You know, in the business world, we call this concept pivot. You find a lot of times that companies start for one reason, and they've got a mission and a focus, and they've got this team, and they're raring to go, and then the economy shifts, or the market shifts, or some technology is brought out by some bigger competitor that makes their personal company less relevant. And many times, some companies will just drop, and other companies will do what's called a pivot. They'll realize they have talent, they got something, and they're heading one way. They'll stop and slowly or quickly shift and go the other direction. And I think in terms of our lives, we all live in the same way. We start our lives doing the best we can with the circumstance we're given. We grow up, we go to this high school, that high school, we come from these parents, those parents. We go to college and we go to university, or we go to different places, we get married, we have kids, we're having a career. We're going through all these motions in life. And then what happens is along the way, things change. Our responsibility changes. We used to only need to make this much money, now we need to make this much money. Our placement in the community changes. Our responsibility as a parent or as a spouse. Things change for us. The world changes, and our job, which was once so important, now is less relevant. Our role as a parent, which was once so important, is now less relevant because our kids are all grown up. Or our role as a family member, which was really to be married to one person, is changed because now we've got multiple children in the house, whatever it may be. Each of us are in a circumstance in which we need change. And the question that we have for this class or this series is, how do we affect change? Because deep down, we know we're more than where we are. You wouldn't be listening to this right now if you felt otherwise. But going about it is the question. And that's what we want to cover right now. What we want to do in the next few series is trying to understand, how does a person go about affecting change? And so that's what this is about. So if you're listening, we appreciate it. And we look forward to working together. Of course, you're always welcome to reach out to me. My name is Charlie Harari. You can reach me at charlieharari.com at any time, ask any questions. And we're really looking forward to being able to work together on understanding this concept, understanding this principle, and making our lives, you know, really the best that it possibly can be.